Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bop, 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 bop.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
All right, so we're playing You Make the Call, 312-332-3776 on Danny's card collection that his father, Sven, wants to give to a relative. And Danny's like, those are my cards. Nope, you haven't lived here for 25 years. Possession's 9/10 of the law.
And we also have Coaches Friday here in the studio as we go through our favorite basketball plays.
We do. Cody's got this great website of plays, and I was diagramming the play we ran for Kenny Battle. And it turned into like a whole offensive like set. So I was diagramming here, like back in my day. You clear this back end out here, you take that ball there, you screen here, then you get a double pick there, and boom. Crazy.
I will send you, it's Coach Rio on Twitter.
I got to follow
that. So I want you to see that, these plays, because when you go back to coaching, I want to make sure that you have.
That's not happening.
I'm just saying the modern plays. You got to get these modern plays ready because I need you to recruit some three-point shots.
Right. Go to some small town in Illinois. Get me a shooter.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah.
It's essential.
Essential.
Yeah, you have to do that. So I'm just making sure that you have your book of plays when you know, going for your interview.
Be ready to go.
At Northern.
No shot. I'm not taking that job.
Wait a minute.
No shot.
Wait, you just find out first. Go in there.
No shot.
Take a look at that dark gym they've got.
Yeah.
My God, what happened to that?
Yeah.
I was in there a couple of years ago. I'm like, can someone turn the lights on this place? Oh, they are on.
Yeah.
Didn't lighten the floor. Dark. Turn the lights on in that place.
It's unbelievable. Somebody pay the electric bill. anyway, so did Chris Bryant actually take a shot at Theo Epstein?
Oh, boy.
Okay. One element of uncertainty that has changed for Bryant, the transparency from the Cubs front office since Hoyer took over as president of baseball operations in November. Here's Chris's quote. Honestly, I've really appreciated that and never had that type of security or communication, Bryant said Thursday. So that was met very well, and I really appreciate that from Hoyer. And I let him know that we're on great terms. That's a shot.
And here's why it's a shot. Is because Theo Epstein had his thoughts on the record about Chris Bryant. Let's rewind the clock all the way back. Let's go back to spring training a few years ago. I had never heard Chris Bryant just openly for an hour just talk about his financial situation, what he was offered, what he's not offered. Bryant was never that guy. But he felt like he wanted to speak openly by himself at a table in spring training about what was going on with his contract. And I thought, that's quite the heel turn.
Yeah.
He's never been that guy. If you want to hate on the Cardinals because you hate St. Louis, that's fine. Cub fans will love you forever for saying that on the record. Like St. Louis, But him talking about his deal was different.
Different.
And so maybe there was a disconnect between Theo and Brian and his agent because, hey, Theo was the head of the snake. He was the guy that had to be able to negotiate all this. And he feels like with Hoyer, it's different. Well, of course it's different. Theo's a wheeler and dealer, man. He doesn't care about what you think.
Right.
And he's a businessman. Okay? He's got championship rings.
He's got three rings, man.
He ain't worried about what you think, but Hoyer probably is a little bit of a softer touch.
Well, here's the other thing. Chris could say all he wants that he wasn't offered an extension. Theo came on this station with Danny and I. Danny, did he not say, I offered every one of our core guys big extensions, and they all said no, and that's their right. He didn't denigrate him for it. He simply laid out the facts. Right?
You are correct. That's what happened.
Okay, correct. So when Chris says I wasn't offered this big extension, that's not exactly true. You turned it down. It may not have been an extension you and your side were amenable to, but you were offered it. Because Theo said it.
Now, keep in mind, no matter what Chris Bryant said in this quote here, I will not cast any aspersions or turn a blind eye to Theo's accomplishments. That's just the price of poker. There's Correct. Always going to be a give and take. So whatever Chris says, see, to me, I'm leaning toward Theo in all this because, of course, Theo brings the World Series championship, changes the fortunes of the team, takes out the old fax machines and brings in more modern printers. everything to turn that place around, right? The mom and pop shop that was on Clark and Addison, a lot different when Theo's in the building. It was different. So whatever Brian says, here's the narrative that's going to be. Cap, when he is going elsewhere, Atlanta, Dodgers, wherever he's going to go, is probably going to be a little bit of some bitterness from Bryant, because he felt he deserved X, and the Cubs said, well, here's X, and you don't want that? Well, we can't afford what you're looking for.
Correct.
You want X,
we'll give you Y.
We'll give you Y, but close to the X, close, and you didn't want it. So you can be bitter all you want. Here's the thing that I'm looking at with Bryant, besides this. Have we seen the best of Chris Bryant? Or does he have another gear in him?
Can he get back to 16? Is that what you're asking me?
Yep.
I don't know.
And that's the
question. He could be a really good player. Well, really good.
Well, that's the question, Cap, as far as who's going to be the future of the team. I've told you for months now that Baez is the guy. That's who you market. That's where you put the money in. No matter where your team is, that's the guy.
And Rizzo will be here.
And Rizzo's going to be. I don't think about him because he should be a Cub here for the long haul.
Correct.
Was his next deal.
Correct.
But Bryant, that guy, who I thought was going to be like the Santo of this era, be here forever. That's what I thought. Third baseman, depending on him, 145 games a year over there at third base every single year. But if he wants to go elsewhere, let him go.
And he says he would be willing to sign. They're not signing all these guys. They're just not. And Jed has said, I can't sign them all.
Well, then it's going to be Baez.
I would think.
Okay.
That's what I would think. And we'll see what happens with Contreras. 312-332-3776. We're playing our fun game. You make the call.
You make the call.
All right.
Danny's cards. Philly Sid. By the way, I found a shooter. I just had a guy reach out. Are you coming back to coaching? Ben Brust said he'll be my shooter. Ben Brust can shoot the pee, man. That guy can fill it up.
Did I just not see Ben Brust on TV last night?
Was he doing a game?
I think so. Let me check and see.
Let me just tell you something. That kid, Ben Brust,
yes.
First of all, he's going to be he is a star already in the media world. You talk about a guy I watched in high school at Mundelein get like 45. That guy can fill it up.
Yes, I just saw Ben Brust on Big Ten Network last night.
So
yes.
I'm coming back, and Ben's going to be my shooting. That's my shooter. Okay?
No, I don't know if he has any eligibility left.
I'll work it out.
Well, that's the problem. That's why you're not in coaching.
Exactly.
That's the problem. Could you just do it clean for once?
No shot.
Well, then you can't do it then.
Ben, we'll work this out, kid.
Oh, no.
Just you start making threes, okay? That guy could fill it up. Philly Sid, what's up, Sparkles?
Hey, guys. So I was talking to your guy, and I had a similar situation that happened to me with my old man years ago. Only the difference was he didn't give my stuff away. He called me up and told me, hey, we're cleaning out the house. You need to come get your stuff. We're going to throw it away. And I'm like, okay, I should probably go over there. So I drove over there, and when I walked in, my dad handed me a bill and said, here's the storage fee for how long we've had your stuff. And I was like,
wow.
What? And I was like, you know what? You said you're throwing it away. Have fun throwing the rest of my stuff away as well.
Yeah, have at it.
Away.
Have at it, Dad. Hey, man, appreciate you.
That's so good, Philly. Thank you. That's always a conundrum, I think, for parents, too. They, as soon as their kids get out, they want to be able to have their den. They want to have their TV room. And so, but Danny, though, I think it's a layer to this story about how Danny has that attachment to the old home.
He's got attachment issues.
He's got some attachment issues, which I didn't know that about you, Danny. I know that you like things clean, you're efficient, you're on time, but I didn't know that you had that attachment issue.
You can literally set your watch to Danny.
It is
one thing. Like, I came in here, like, I've been trying to get in here a lot earlier, but I came in one day at, like, 5:05, and JR said to me, Danny's here every day at 5:15. And so I'm looking at my watch at 5:15. Here he came. Like, you can set your watch to that guy.
Absolutely. It is the equivalent of a daughter coming home for the first time in a while and seeing the teddy bear on her old bed. Is the teddy bear still there? I'm just checking. Just open up the door. The teddy bear is still there.
Right.
And just like for Danny, the card's still there. I remember the cards. Great times. The collection. Ah, it was great. I enjoyed my time collecting the cards.
You know, it'd been even funnier.
Still in the closet? Ah, that's great. Close it back.
Would have been even funnier if Danny happened to show up. I just wanted to say hi, and he ran up to his room, and the thing was completely cleaned out.
Oh, God.
And you're like, hey, Dad, this closet's completely empty. Where did you move all my cards?
I gave them to Dylan. They're long gone.
I told you I'd give them to Dylan. Did you bring my soup? No, I didn't bring your soup. Where are my cards?
Wow. Steve's in Wheeling. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, Captain Hoodie, how you doing, guys?
What's up, kid?
Hello, Steve. You all right, buddy?
Yeah, just working here. Sorry.
No problem.
I've called before. I think I told you guys I'm a Seahawks fan, and you guys talk about Wilson coming to Chicago. You know what? This guy's been in the culture for like 9 years now over there with Pete Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
Him coming to Chicago, I'm not sure Nagy's going to be the guy, even though he's been experienced now. He's a good QB. To take you guys to the Super Bowl next level, I don't know. Playoffs, I would say yes. He's a very positive. You've probably seen him. He's a very positive guy.
Yeah.
Probably change the culture on your team, too. But battle-tested, there's times where I see him not as battle-tested, though. When I know he is a fourth-quarter quarterback and all that, but I don't see the consistency in him, though. I mean, I'm a Seahawks fan. I've been that way for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And there's kind of a piece missing from him. I just don't know what it is. Yeah, he won the Super Bowl. He should have won two. You know, bad call at the end at the second one. But there's an element there, especially this season, like, came out, where I don't know if it was Schottenheimer or why they fired him, but the offense looked very, you know, sputtered and stuttery and stale, if you want to call it.
Yeah, I think the missing piece is the lack of running the football and not enough protection for Russell to do what he wants to do. That's just based on me watching Seahawks games.
True, to a point, true with the protection. But there's times he's been in that pocket, Hoodie, and he's kind of just, you know, they say patting the baby, they call it, I guess. Someone was using that reference yesterday. He's patting that baby, and he's had a good 3 to 4 seconds. That's enough. And he holds the ball. Sometimes... And it's just not his fault. It's who he is. He's 5'10". You know, he can't.
Yeah, he's not a big dude.
Hey, I mean, well, he's a big guy, like, physique-wise, but his height, he's only 5'10". So to look over, my men are 6'4", 6'5".
Difficult. Steve, we got to roll. Appreciate you, man.
All right, gentlemen. Have a good day.
Appreciate you.
Call our sister station, 710. Call ESPN Seattle.
There you go.
Rock and Sock will take your call.
Call Cairo. K-I-R-O.
Call them.
Yeah, but K-J-R.
I understand his point. His point is like, hey, man, I'm a longtime Seahawks fan, and there's something missing. So if he's on the move, I can understand why. But remember, you go back to hour number two of our podcast, the Cap and J-Hood podcast, and hear from the professor. We haven't talked to him for a long time.
Yep.
He says his agent is fueling all of this.
That's John Clayton.
This neo. What did I say? What did I say? John Coughlin?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's the professor John Clayton. Yes. So Clayton says that a lot of this is fueled by his agent.
Yeah, Mark Rogers, who's a baseball agent, is his only NFL client. So
he does. So here's a question. Is Russell good with that, or is his agent just flying by the seat of his pants? It sounds like the agent just put that out there.
I'm sure Russ told him what to do, though.
Okay.
All right. Michael Jordan surrounds himself with people of many responsibilities. We'll discuss that next. And EJ from Studio 41.
Yes.
He just reached out. He scored 18 on Ben Brust.
Oh, now we got a battle. Okay.
Well, I got issues now because Brust can't guard his lunch, apparently, because EJ's not that athletic.
The best part is, today on this show, Caps earned himself two remodels of two rooms in his house. Hey, Studio 41.
Yeah, actually.
I need a kitchen.
He actually texted and said, we'll hook Hoodie up instead. So, there you go, Hoodie. Yeah.
Isn't that something? Danny just wants his cards back. That's all he wants.
That's it.
I mean, it's there's Danny's cards, and I would suggest for Danny to get them out of there.
Are there any Pokemon cards in there?
No, I wasn't. I do have comic books.
In that collection?
Yeah, my dad won't part with those because he was as into that as I was.
Well, get them out of there before he changes his mind.
Put on Wolverine number one. You know how much that bad boy's probably worth? Maybe nothing.
Danny,
what do I know?
Oh, put the hat you have on. Can't you get one of the ones
that just covers my face?
The eye holes? Pull it down,
yeah.
Sneak in, Sven's snoring. Linda's fast asleep. Boom. In, out.
Mission Impossible music playing on my phone the whole time.
That would be
get me
so
in the mood.
Great.
Now, Avery, now just help me. Don't stumble over anything.
Your job's simple. Carry the bag.
Just take these comic books.
What the hell are you doing here? They're not, the deli's not open this early. Did you bring a soup? I don't understand. Why are you in the home? I just wanted to visit. Why do you have a box of cards in your hand? Young Avery, what's going on there?
What are those comic books in your hand?
What's going on? Someone explain this to me. I just was doing some spring cleaning. Those are Dylan's cards. Put it back. What are you doing?
312-332-3776.
And while you're here, would you like to watch some Disney? Would you like to watch some Disney on ice? It's great. Let me turn it on.
Michael Jordan.
Oh, this is great.
That's next.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Enjoy the show each morning in your Instagrammies. At Cap Jay Hood on Instagram.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Danny finds stories that I'm like, do you have like a little elf that drops amazing stories off at your house in the morning? Because this Michael Jordan story is just awesome.
Well, not a little elf, a big fat elf.
It's the only kind of elf I hang out with.
It's me. It. He's talking to me.
You're no elf.
He's talking about me in my green pants.
So Danny was telling us this Michael Jordan story this morning that he has to share because it is flippin' hilarious.
Well, I'll like Kevin Garnett. So Kevin Garnett was a guest on the Jimmy Kimmel show.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Kimmel was obviously, everyone's infatuated with Michael Jordan, and Jimmy Kimmel was asking him about his relationship with Michael and some trash talk, and he got into a great story. Have a listen.
We have a saying in the league that you let some sleeping dogs lie, and, you know, I am a product of that, and I use Michael Jordan as an example.
Yeah.
One night, I'm young. I'm 19 years old. I'm in the league. I'm fresh. I graduated out of high school in Chicago, so we come back. We play the Bulls. My friend was in a terrible car crash. I had no sleep. I was just running on fumes, and I was playing great. Probably the best I've ever played in my life at this point, right? And it's against the Bulls, and J.R. Ryder is having an unbelievable game, too. And I'm just feeling 19. I'm like, yeah, keep going. I'm killing him. Ooh, and... In the short form of it, Jimmy, I woke up a sleeping dog, you know, and it wasn't pleasant. And,
that dog being yeah, Michael Jordan?
That big dog named Michael Jordan. Yeah. And he bit. He bites and he bit hard. And I kind of got like a warning shot, but I didn't really take warning to the warning shot. And it just turned bad, Jimmy. It turned really bad. And it turned bad quick, Jimmy.
JR told you, he told you not to do it?
JR told me just to calm down. He's like, okay, yeah, I'm having a good game, but chill. You know, he's right here. He can hear you. Like, okay, so keep doing it. It was kind of like rules. It was kind of like a respect rules thing, an underlining rule thing that you're supposed to value. But like all young people, you know, I was young, and I was going with spirit and passion. And, yeah, it got me bitten in the ass.
Is this something like that Michael remembers, or is this something that is burned only into your brain?
Well, I like to think that it's definitely burnt into my brain. But wherever I see Jordan, he always does the same thing every time. He palms my head and he says, you remember I gave you 40 and three quarters? And I was like, man, go ahead. And then he has like this sidekick of people around him. He's like, hey, pull that up. And then the guy goes and pulls it up. And I'm like, what is this? Who walks around with this is really Jordan Brand. Who walks around with content? Like, teed up? Like, it was an experience in which I quit talking trash to Michael Jordan.
Michael has a guy who walks around with highlights packages. That is...
Already teed up, Jimmy. I couldn't believe it. It was a true Jordan Brand moment. Shout out to Michael Jordan, though, man.
That is so phenomenal.
That might be the greatest job in the world. The guy that just walks around with Michael to have the highlights ready.
What? Who has a highlight queued up, ready to go?
Does he have, like, open, like on Safari on your iPhone.
Yeah.
Like open windows, tiles. Oh, wait a minute. That's Gary Payton. Pull the Payton highlight up.
Well, do you think they have, like, you know how we have a meeting before the show where we get our ideas together? Do you think Jordan has a meeting with this team and is like, all right, we might see KG tonight, get some highlights.
Oh.
We might run into Larry Bird at this function. Make sure you have that night I dropped 63 at the Garden on them. Let's get some of those highlights up. Oh, Elo might be there. Of course.
Elo. We need to- the grainy Cleveland film.
So crazy.
Wait a minute.
You're Michael Jordan.
How do you... Okay, that's taking trash talk to a whole different level. It's one thing to be around the dinner table, right? It's dimly lit. You're in a private spot in the restaurant, and you're just rolling out old stories. Well, now you've eliminated the BS in the stories, because we're telling stories. Some of it's true, some of it's not true.
Embellished.
Yeah, someone's like shades of gray. But then when you've got a guy, the fat guy right next to you, the fact, he's just like, remember I put that 40 piece on you? No, that didn't happen. Hold on, call that up. Call that right there. Yep, one button, boom, right there, YouTube. Like, wait a minute.
Take a look at that.
Wait a
Take
minute.
That.
I mean, that's a whole different kind of trash talk when you actually show them the film, show
to,
what happened.
You go to an entirely different level.
Okay, so, all right, Danny, so is this like the Travis Wacker scenario where he buys clips? From our staff?
Oh, like one of those card things where you think Michael Jordan's
top,
in
top
on that?
Shot.
Top Shot? Michael Jordan's driving up the prices. He's the only like 6,000 people, I guess, are allowed to buy those. Jordan owns 5,099 of them.
What is this?
Crazy.
Does he have the people in NBA studios to be like, give me my 500 best shots and I'll just download them and I'll pull them up anytime I see one of my competitors? Do I do that?
Hold on a second. He has them all organized like Danny did his cards alphabetically. Oh, there's Karl Malone. Go to the M's.
Let's go to the B's, B's, B's. Scott Burrell, Scott Burrell. Hey, Scott Burrell. Oh, no. What's up, Michael? Hey, Scott Burrell. Scott Burrell. Remember this, Scott Burrell? Shows him the last dance. Shows him. I mean, who does that? It's one thing to trash talk someone. It's another thing to actually show the proof. The empirical proof.
Phenomenal.
How do you do that? I mean, no, exactly. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
JR asked me an interesting question this morning. So remember, there's a famous story that Snoop Dogg, he employs a dude to walk in his posse, and that dude's sole job is to roll joints for him. That guy's, we're in a room, you guys want to get high, hey, Billy. Roll up the joints.
Hold on. Tell the story right. I told you this because I heard it on Waddle and Sylvie right here on ESPN 1000 from 2 to 6.
I heard it there.
Yeah, well,
I
if you were
know.
Listening to the whole story, you might have caught that. Yeah, okay,
the
go
point
on.
Is, which guy has the cooler job?
Well, here's the thing. Like, obviously, Snoop can smoke them, but he may not have the texture, the thing that you need on your fingertips to have a perfect roll.
Mm-hmm.
He has long fingers because he's a skinny guy, but he might not have the way to just roll it perfectly.
So he's got it burns perfectly.
Yes, he's got a perfect roll guy. Could you imagine being on the payroll? What does that look like after taxes? I mean, how do you put that on your tax sheet there?
Well, Snoop was on Howard Stern, and he told the story, and Howard said, what do you pay that guy, 50 grand? And Snoop laughed and said, I wish. So the guy's making more than 50 grand to walk around with Snoop rolling joints.
He's just there to roll his joints.
That's it.
I'll see you guys later.
So which one of those gigs, do you want to play a little Would You Rather? Which one of those gigs would you rather have?
Now they're taking all of our bits. What else? A dollar pulled at 9:28, 34 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Now they're taking our bits, Waddle. Did you hear them? Danny said, would you rather? That's what we do. I don't know what they're doing in the morning. Oh, my God.
He'd like to know.
Would you cut it out?
312-332-3776.
So the question still stands.
Would you rather?
No. I'm not doing that. Sylvie's my friend. Waddle's my friend. Black Abdallah. That we're all friends. I don't want to fight with them. I don't want to fight. Not today. I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight.
If that was Abdallah's question, like JR is saying, that's a great question. And bravo to Abdallah. We should give that show credit, Cap. We're big people.
Yes, I give them credit all the time.
You've got an edge towards them today.
No, absolutely not. They. I have a good idea for another segment. What is Sylvie's dumbest tweet of the week?
Oh, boy.
See, I'm not trying to.
We're talking
fight with
about
them.
Rolling joints and highlights on Jordan's phone.
It's a fun Friday, and it's a fun, you know. So, what would you rather do?
I think I'd rather roll the joints.
Can you roll a joint, Cap?
F and A, Cotton.
Okay, time out. I'm going to bring in some tobacco. We're not going to roll marijuana joints in the studio, even though it's legal. I'm going to bring in some tobacco and rolling papers.
Mm-hmm.
Monday at 9:50 on Twitch, you are going to roll a joint.
Done. I'll bring the rolling papers.
All right, bring the roll. You want to bring your own stuff, too? You know what I'm saying?
You're not going to do that.
You know what I'm saying?
You're not going to do that.
Why?
Because you're going back to coaching. We can't have that out there.
Hey, I'm not going
It's back legal, to that. Man. It's just like
legal.
Drinking a glass of wine.
It is.
But no, you don't see Coach K out there doing that. You don't see the...
Maybe if he did, he wouldn't be such a jackass to the student reporters.
What's your major?
I mean, you don't see the coach... You don't see coaches doing that, do you? You see Underwood rolling his own joint?
I think Bruce Pearl's getting players.
Well, I can't believe it, Hood. They think I'm a light-skinned black. It's great. What'd you say, Coach?
My God.
That's what he said to me.
All right.
Pearl. That's what people.
That guy.
It's like, Pearl, what are you talking about?
He's out of his mind.
I listen to you at UW Milwaukee. We'd be great. I'd just be driving and listening to you. It's great. I was on recruiting. And they're brothers and sisters. They saw me with the afro. They thought I was one of them. It's like, what?
He's insane.
He is insane.
All right.
Pearl.
The Friday folder is next.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Cause it's Friday.
It's time for the Friday folder.
And you ain't got shit to do.
On the Cap and Jay Hood Show.
Friday Folder is brought to you by the wonderful people at Apt Electronics. That would be ABT. They are in Glenview on Milwaukee Avenue. It is virtually a college campus of the coolest stuff you've ever seen. Electronics and home supplies, goods like washers and dryers and mattresses. They got an Apple store. They got a watch store. They got a mobile install division headed up by John Samp, the best in the business. Get the remote starter. Phenomenal. Danny?
Gentlemen, Tiger Woods has been transferred to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, which is about 21 miles away from North Harbor, UCLA.
Well, I'm just glad that he's alive. That's the number one thing. But you put the golf to the side. You're just glad that he can be able to communicate with his family. Yeah, he's got a long road ahead of him because of the injury he suffered. We talked about that a lot this week, Cap, and that, you know, Tiger Woods, just the up and down of his career. The highs, the lows of lows, and now he's on the road to recovery.
Yeah, very, very cool that he survived this, because you look at that vehicle and you don't think anyone could have walked away. Horrific injuries. I watched Stefania Bell's report, and you better, you know, not have just eaten or you'll get sick when you hear some of the stuff that he's going to have to deal with in his rehab and the wounds, the open wounds, the bone through the skin. Oh, my God. God.
Yeah, it's very tough.
That compound fracture stuff. So, yeah, that's supposedly a great hospital he's headed to, and God bless him. We pray for his recovery.
If he stopped golfing today, if he's done golfing, he's just one of the all-time greats, if not the greatest, especially for those that follow the sport because of him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, Kyrie Irving posted on social media that he'd like to see the NBA logo change from Jerry West to Kobe Bryant, and he says he would like to be the leader of this conversation.
I'm sure he would.
Of course he would.
I'm sure he would. It's Kyrie. You know, Cap, it could be Jerry West now. It should be Jordan today, actually, even more so than Kobe Bryant.
Yep.
It's not like we'll never have another tragedy in the NBA, but I know that Kobe was his guy. That was his guy.
Mm-hmm.
He looked up to Kobe. But if you're going to change the logo, I think it should be Jordan.
What about if you added Michael and didn't take Jerry off? Jerry's, that's his nickname. They call him. Hey, what's up, logo? That's his nickname, the logo.
Yes.
So what if we added Michael Jordan to it?
It's a big logo.
Yeah.
You got two guys in it.
A little silhouette of the Jumpman.
Yes.
That'd be coolest all get out.
Yeah.
So.
But then people say, well, what about Cheryl Miller? Why can't she be on there?
Because she didn't play in the NBA.
Ah, she should have her own logo.
Correct.
I see what you're saying.
There you go. Danny.
What about that, Danny?
I agree with Cheryl Miller. I don't agree with changing Jerry West. It's an iconic logo. It's been, you know, I'm not a guy that says it's been there forever. Let's keep it that way. But what's the point of changing it? There's nothing wrong with it. It's classic.
It also shows one thing is that basketball is never easy. How many times that Jerry West failed, rather. Do you know how many times he failed but was able to get back up? I mean that tells you the story that nothing's easy.
Nothing.
Even for Jerry West.
I used to love that Laker team. Jim McMillan.
Yep.
Keith Erickson. Gail Goodrich. Wilt Chamberlain. Jerry West. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Stop yourself. All right, Danny.
Gentlemen, Aaron Rodgers' 10-episode stint as guest host of Jeopardy will begin April 5th.
Do you think that he's too smooth and too laid back to be a really good game show host?
No, I actually think this is his true inner passion.
It is?
Yes.
Not a great football player?
He loves football. It's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
But deep down, I think he is so fired up for this opportunity. Like, this isn't the cool thing to say in this city, but, like, I really like LeBron.
Sure.
I actually like Aaron Rodgers. I think he's cool.
What's not to like? He's a winner.
He's a great player. I've talked to a couple people who are not in the business,
mm-hmm.
just fans, who had an interaction with him on Michigan Avenue, said he was awesome, phenomenal. Took pictures with the little kid, signed his jersey. Out of nowhere, he said he was awesome. I like Aaron Rodgers.
So he's not too cool and understated to be a game show host. You know, usually it's Wink Martindale. You know, it's someone that's over the top. Chuck Woolery. Right. It's like that kind of thing.
Richard Dawson.
Yeah. But Alex Trebek wasn't that. Alex Trebek was calm, cool, collected, buttoned up, very subdued.
So you're saying that Aaron Rodgers is going to be more like Richard Dawson and kiss the contestants,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Just mauling them.
Yeah, right? Why not? I mean, he's getting engaged to a girl he doesn't even know. Why wouldn't he just kiss some strangers on the set?
Yeah, it's an arranged marriage.
Hello, darling. Hello, darling. Hello, darling. Dawson, get back. Ask the question.
God, what he did then today?
Brother.
My goodness.
You put on the old game show network and you see the... Dude, that's just... It is so out of place.
I mean, literally, it's so uncomfortable. French kissing... The contestants.
Didn't care what age.
No.
It's on the Game Show Network. They roll it every day. You just turn it on there, and you just see how out of date, out of place that is.
He was amazing.
It's like, what are you doing? Like, I mean, the husband's standing right next to him, but it's Richard Dawson. Hey, tongue down my wife. Hey, it's Richard Dawson. Hey, kiss my wife. Grab her if you. I mean,
she's all yours.
That's not right.
Could be the hall pass. You never know.
That's not the hall. That's not right. That was not right back then.
Who's your hall pass? Richard Dawson.
Danny, it wasn't right.
Gene Rayburn.
Listen, God bless him if you can get it. Who's going to hate on Richard Dawson? All right, gentlemen, Joe Buck took issue with clickbait stories about he and Troy Aikman drinking in the booth. He took to Twitter, and he defended himself.
Look, he's the one that put it out there, and in today's social media talk radio world, when you're describing the Paloma that Troy likes to drink, which, by the way, I had last week. It's delicious.
Hmm.
When you put the tequila and the grapefruit juice and the Grand Marnier in there, what do you think people are going to say? Those guys are drinking. They think of Harry Carey. He drank throughout a game.
He got in trouble because Aikman didn't like that being out there.
Correct. Now,
Buck doesn't care clearly anymore, and it's fine for Buck.
Aikman's like, what are you doing?
Like, now you're messing with my brand.
Correct.
Don't be a moron.
I'm not a drunk calling football.
Now Buck's got to walk all that back. Well, my partner, you know, he's a great guy. You know, now he's got to go back and do that. Look, man, if you want to be polarizing, do it on your own time. Don't throw your partner under the bus, too.
Right.
Cap and I, we drink between 7 and 10. We've got gin in our coffee every morning. Well, you'd say, hey, man, I don't drink. you do.
Right.
Take that.
Take that.
You wouldn't be happy with that.
No.
Okay, so, I mean, I think that's Hoodie what that
and I, Hoodie and I are high as a kite when we start that show. And he goes, dude, I don't smoke weed.
You don't. Take that.
Take that.
I didn't know. Take that. I need you to walk that back, Cap.
I apologize. My partner, great guy. He doesn't smoke, but I do. Take that.
I mean, but that's what that's why he walked it back, because Aikman's like, look, man, here's my career. Hall of Famer, great Dallas Cowboy, Fox broadcaster. I don't do anything else except spend time with my family. Don't tell people we're drinking on the air.
Yeah, exactly.
You moron.
I'm sorry.
Get out of here, Joe.
Gentlemen, public service announcement to those of you in the city. Dibs will be picked up, thrown out by city garbage crews starting on Tuesday of next week.
Had a tweeter send me that the other day.
Yeah, I saw it too.
Come on, Cap. Now, here's the thing. If you're going to be someone that has dibs, don't put your good bleep out there. Now, don't be a moron. Put your good lawn furniture out there.
You buy one of those cheap ones that's at the Jewels
in
the seasonal aisle. You know that seasonal aisle that has all sorts of stuff for the winter, and now in like the next month it'll all be spring stuff.
That's right.
Just buy the cheap crap.
I was going to text you and let you know that me being out for the first time in a month after my back injury, I was driving to the neighborhood, and I saw all the dibs in the neighborhood. I'm like, oh, my God. I forgot. My neighborhood does that, too.
Yeah.
Broken wooden step stools, bad, you know, lawn furniture. Now they're giving tickets out. Now they're taking it up. Well, you can take up my crap. That's fine. But I'm not putting my good stuff out there.
Yeah, wait till we hear that the crew taking the stuff up got attacked.
No, hey! No. Listen, no offense to the city crews. I don't mean this to disrespect them. But they got far more important things to do. My family, my parents, where my cars are, they still live in the city. A plow has not been out down their street since it snowed last Tuesday.
See?
They have not gotten their mail more than once in the last week. So the city crews got more important things to do than pick up dibs and throw it out. Lightfoot.
On WLS.
Take that.
Alright, gentlemen, we've got time for one more, so I'm gonna let you choose your own adventure. You wanna fight in a bathroom, Lady Gaga, or Kim Kardashian?
I wanna go fight in the bathroom.
Alright. A viral video shows an OU Oklahoma football star getting the bleep beat out of him by an MMA trained man.
Did you see this video?
I did. Well, I didn't see the video. I saw the story and accompanying pictures. He got the ever-living S beaten out of him. I don't think he had any clue. I'm a tough Oklahoma football player. I'm corn-fed. And this little guy in there, oh, you want to go? And he beat the living H out of this guy.
So here's the thing. You never underestimate the little guy. You're a big football player, and you think that you could take on little guys. Well, what if those little guys are wrestlers, right?
Yeah.
Now, you're watching this. Danny, I know there's some expletives in there, but we can at least put this on Instagram, right, at Cap J Hood. Can we put that out there, please?
Danny's going to put it on our Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, one of them's got him in a sleeper on the floor, on the piss-stained floor.
Yes.
I mean, it's disgusting on top of that. So, I mean, look at that floor.
Right. You know, the fighter broke the OU football player's orbital bone.
I mean.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Did you see that suplex into the wall?
It's going to be on our Instagram. Danny's putting it up there, at Cap J Hood on Instagram. Like, he got him down, and then there was no submission, nothing.
Let it roll again, Danny. Go put it back up there again, because I want Cap.
First, second, where he wipes his nose, and then he's just like, all right, come on. Boom!
A right hand, then a couple of more right hands, and then the suplex. He does a belly-to-back suplex on one guy,
and takes him down.
The best part is, so the MMA-trained fighter went to Twitter to defend himself and said, listen, you know, he started with me.
Watch this.
I'm a trained wrestler. And then he said, he's lucky I used restraint.
So now one guy got him in a sleeper, right, on the floor. The urine-stained floor, right?
Right.
Now watch the other guy, Cap. Now the other two, right? Again, shorter guy on these big Oklahoma football players. Suplex into the wall.
They're brothers that grew up wrestling from the age of four.
I mean, that is so dangerous because...
I mean, he... Wow!
Never underestimate the little guy.
You got to watch it.
Because he's just like, oh, he's just a little guy. I could take him. Then you never know if they get a low center of gravity and then take you down.
How about the little... He guy pushes him. He kind of wipes his nose and then, right. Bam! Take that.
And then there's Kim Kardashian.
Oh, God.
Restaurant quality there.
Restaurant quality.
All
her
right,
first night out since filing for divorce.
Nobody asked the Dion guy to jump in on that. Please. Oh, my.
Wow.
Somebody took my stuff. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All right. 312-332-3776. Oh, Carmel, slide in with some trends for gambling for the weekend, and then Crosstalk next.
Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
DeFalco is here. Carm, did you see the picture of Danny that John Greenberg tweeted out last night with Rex Grossman at the Super Bowl?
No.
Danny looks like the Incredible Hulk. I mean, jacked. So I said to Danny, what happened to that guy? Holy smokes.
And he built, he said, you should have seen Carm.
Yeah, well, back then, 15 years ago.
Were you roiding?
No, I was never roiding.
That was,
I
mean, that was always the joke.
Abdallah though. Was just joking about it yesterday with Waddle and Sylvie. And he was joking about how when me and Hoodie and JD would do nights together. Abdallah goes, you got to understand, this is 15 years ago. I was single. Abdallah goes, all Carmen did was work out all day, then come to work all creatined up. And then if the White Sox would struggle, he'd go, you know, the White Sox, and then he'd just pop off about the White Sox. Yes. Like, that was it.
Yes.
I mean, I never did. I've never done a steroid, but I did do creatine.
It was like a Saturday Night Live bit. Like, anytime you saw Carmen in the hallway, he was shaking a protein shake.
Always.
Like, he was shaking that protein shake.
I was eating cans of tuna, two at a time.
Yes.
Drinking protein shakes. I literally went to the gym and would work out for like 2.5 hours a day. And I'm not a big guy to begin with, but I was strong. Like, our friend Nick Jakubko recently saw an old picture and he's like, man, Carm, were you fat back in the day? And I had clothes on. I was like, that ain't fat, buddy. And he's like, yeah, sure. I'm like, trust me. They used to make fun of the size of my neck. It was so big.
Yeah.
Because all I did was work out. That's all I did. I lifted weights.
You needed the neck to look like that so the steam could come out
exactly.
after a Sox loss.
Yeah, so Don said he'd come in all creatined up.
So good.
I don't know, guys. You know, the White Sox really, they lost to the Twins again! They lost to the Twins again!
I'd go crazy. They'd lose to the Twins, and I'd literally lose my mind. Yeah. And so Danny, too, that's all we did. We worked out.
Yeah.
That we were in the gym every day.
I saw that picture of Danny. I was like, who the hell? That's Zetterman?
Like, there's a picture of me with my best friend got married in Hawaii, like, in 2000, probably 7, 2008. Like, there's a picture of me and some of my buddies on the beach, and I look at that, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm in pretty decent shape still, but, like, I have all these muscles, and I'm like, oh, my God, look at my arms. I'm all jacked, and now I got kind of like these little arms. But, you know, I'm in good shape. I feel physically, I feel the best I probably have. Because I've changed my diet so much. I've taken a lot of Danny's advice. I've cut out a lot of the sugar. I used to be in the gym a lot, so I felt like I'll eat whatever. I'll eat pasta. I'll eat sugar, you know. And I feel better than I probably ever have, and I'm 44 now.
God bless you.
And I do a lot of cardio mostly. I don't lift anymore. I really just do cardio and push-ups and pull-ups and stuff like that. And I feel as the best I have, honestly.
Knock on wood. Yeah. Keep it that way. By the way, we have a little news on the Cubs.
Ooh.
They just signed a guy who had more MVP votes than Christian Yelich last season.
Who had more Christian Yelich? They just signed a guy that had more?
Ryan Tepera back.
Oh, how about
deal.
That? Ryan Tepera, he had the one vote, right?
One vote.
Yeah, Ryan Tepera had a vote.
Some idiot actually voted for Ryan Tepera.
I love it.
By mistake.
Yes. By mistake.
Exactly.
Lakers are a 5-point favorite against Portland.
Man, I tell you, the Lakers, man, they've lost, what, 4 in a row, 5 out of 6, mm-hmm. without AD and without Schroeder in the lineup. At any moment, I feel like LeBron's going to go nuts. He went nuts the other night. He almost had a triple-double, and they still lost. He had a quiet game in their last timeout. So I don't know. The trend here kind of favors the Trailblazers in this spot. They've done quite well covering spreads, especially in that building. I don't think I want to lay points with the Lakers. You know, not a game I'll play. And like I said, I feel like LeBron's going to absolutely go off at some point and win a game, maybe all by himself, and they're going to blow somebody out. But I want no part of laying points with the Lakers right now, I got
to
be honest.
I have to do Bulls pre-post tonight. Goff has the night off at TV. Bulls and Suns.
We gave it out on this segment last week, right? Bulls as an underdog in Philly. Bulls are a home underdog tonight, and the Bulls have been a good play as an underdog. They're 14-7 against the spread as an underdog.
I got it at 6.5. What do you have, 7?
I have it 5.5. Okay. I mean, any of that, I'm looking. I think it'll be a fun matchup tonight. The Suns are really playing great. They lost their last time out, but they've been really good. Here's the interesting note. We all know Utah's dominance against the spread, right? Best record in the NBA straight up and against the spread. The Suns have the second best record against the spread in the NBA. The Bulls have the third best record against the spread in the NBA. The Bulls are due for a 4-game winning streak, guys. Last time it happened, December 2017 was the last time the Bulls won 4 in a row. They can do it tonight. I think they're due for one. I like the Bulls as an underdog tonight.
One other one with Miami against Utah. Utah, the best record in the NBA. I have Utah with a 7-point favorite on the road against Miami.
I ain't stepping in. I'm not fading the Jazz. They'll have to get their clocks cleaned, and I said clocks, before I fade the Jazz. Jimmy and the Heat are starting to play well. Bam is, I think, questionable, but should play. And Tyler Hero might actually be back tonight, which would be big for Miami. But I am not stepping in front of the Jazz until they lose. No way am I fading Utah at this point. They have been unbelievably dominant. And they blew the doors off the Lakers the other night.
Yeah.
I mean, and I know they're shorthanded, like we talked about. Just blew the doors off them. So
crushed them.
I ain't stepping in front of the Jazz. Not right now, boys.
Any college action this
Not really.
Weekend?
I mean, tomorrow we'll see what the lines look like. Illinois is playing again tomorrow at Wisconsin. Don't know what that line's going to look like. I'm looking forward to next week. Illinois, Michigan should be really good.
But no Io.
Well, and
Hoodie said he's probably done till the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, he's out indefinitely. I mean, but they'll mask him up and he's going to play again. So, you know, they might just have to wait until he gets back. But, boy, that Michigan team looks good. But, yeah, nothing really for tonight that I like in college.